what is a stinger exactly?
I'm not going there. Anything else?
Is this Sanford route out of bounds too? Can you talk about?
I think I will say, I mean, obviously he is here today and he's working out, but I think I'll just stop it there and just concentrate on the Minnesota Vikings.
Just as a clarification, if he did suffer a stinger, isn't he supposed to be listed on the injury report with the stinger?
Our injury report comes out at 5 o'clock today. I'll just stop there.
Jim. Previously, though, I think was the question if he suffered that earlier in Minnesota. Why was he not listed on the injury report with that?
We have a lot of guys that suffer a lot of things that don't affect their ability to go out and practice or don't affect their ability to be available for games. And if something is bothering somebody and it's on something, then it'll be put on the injury report.
How do you decide what is, I think the terms are significant or noteworthy in the rule? How do you decide what is significant or noteworthy?
I'm not the one that decides that.
Is it Dean or is it?
I've said enough.
Well, is it because he's played through it and stayed on the field?
Any questions about the Minnesota Vikings? This is, I mean, it's a non-story, and we're making it a story. It's a non-story. And if there's no questions about the Vikings, then we're done.
It's just a story because Kelvin has said concussion multiple times and the nerve damage yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Well, strong like I said, we have credibility when it comes to concussions. Our player safety is extremely important to us. You know, and we think an awful lot of Calvin. We're going to put Calvin out there if he's in any kind of danger. We also know that when you follow up one concussion with another one quickly, there is a exponential risk. And with the contract we signed, Calvin and everything else, we're going to make sure that there's no issue there. And we feel very strong in our evaluation.
How much has your run game evolved from the last time you met the Vikings to now?
A lot. You know, I mean, obviously using Riley Reiff in that package has been significant for us. Getting contributions out of different people. We're getting some experience, two guys that are young players. Joyke Bell is playing really for the first time, and Mikel LeShore, is basically a rookie. So I think that it certainly has changed. It's been very productive over the last few weeks, and we're getting contributions out of a lot of guys. It's not just our running backs. It's not just our tight ends, Riley Reiff, our offensive line. Our wide receivers are blocking well. It's been a team effort to run the football.
Jim, I know how much you like to talk about the playoffs, so I'll ask you a playoff question here. The tiebreaker. There is tiebreakers to be considered in this game here. You guys are right behind Minnesota in the playoff race. But how much do you take into account that? I mean, like point differential among division opponents is one. Touchdown differential is one. Does that ever come – when does that come into play in a game, especially late?
In division games, I think, are important, number one, because – we've talked before about how you can put a loss on an opponent and get a win. We're trying to get a win. However we can get a win is the most important thing. We're in the middle of the season, and, we're going to do our very best in the game to get a win. And I think anything else is just talk and just sort of leave it there. I mean, it's important. Division record is important. We can accomplish that. Putting the loss on our division opponent, that's important. We can accomplish that. Anything else, we're just trying to win the game.
But I mean, it is a reality that if, let's say, you're just up by quite a bit, I mean, instead of just going for a field goal, and it would be a three-score game anyway or whatever it would be, a touchdown would be a potential tiebreaker there, far down the line. But, I mean, how much do you take into account that stuff that, well, might look like we're piling on, but it is a tiebreaker. We need to go for a touchdown versus a field goal or whatever.
You also have to balance that off with a lot of other things. Putting your players at risk in a game. I mean, to say, hey, some down the line tiebreaker, is that more important than, having a big lead and leaving a player in? We're trying to get the win. we're trying to get the win best way that we can. And after that, then any decision we make on the field is a decision we make on the field.
I was just curious, the philosophy behind taking the ball first. You guys always have done that, at least every time you've won the coin toss this year. Why do you do that?
Have confidence in our offense. You say it could all even out, but, you know, anytime we can maybe get an extra possession, I think that's important to us. If there is a situation where there's wind, which there won't be on Sunday, but if there is a situation like that, then if you take the ball in the first half, then you have your choice in the second half of which way you want to kick in the third quarter. We have a lot of confidence in our offense, and not that we don't have confidence in our defense. I mean, our defense went out there last week and got three and outs and turnovers to start all those series, which is important to us. But I think anytime we got a chance to put the ball in Matt Stafford's hand, we're going to take it.
You also, it's not like you've scored every time in those, but have you started the games better recently, at least? First possession, your first quarters?
I don't know. I still think we can start faster. The last couple weeks we've done a much better job in the first half of games, but we definitely can start faster, be more efficient in the first drive of the game. Trying hard to do that as it is. There's really nothing else we can point to.
Do you still expect Percy Harvin to play?
We're gonna prepare for him. We're certainly not going to be surprised if he does.